Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
At IHM VCU, we've always been here for you. You are and always will be our top priority. We care about your financial health, and we are here. IHM VCU is a proud supporter of WQPT.
The future, that's where our minds are at Western Illinois University Quad Cities. We are innovators, searching for something new outside of the textbooks. Dog-loving, leadership-driven, world-changing. Whether you choose to study on campus or online, your future is designed on your terms. Start your future at wiu.edu/QC.
Public Affairs programming on WQPT is brought to you by the Singh Group at Merrill, serving the wealth management needs of clients in the region for over 35 years.
Big cutbacks at Western Illinois University. How will it position the school for the future, and how will it still serve the students right now in the cities? They are some of the biggest cuts we've ever seen at Western Illinois University. The school says its current way of operating is not sustainable, and big cuts in faculty, staffing, and even programming are needed to chart Western's future. Western cut 57 faculty positions, 32 of them tenured or tenure track, and 32 staff members are gone as well. 16 positions at the Quad City campus are moved to Macomb. It's all in an effort to cut a $20 million deficit. The new interim president of Western, Dr. Christy Mindrup, joined us to talk about the difficult decision Western made as it marks its 125th year of education. So let's start with what is the state of Western Illinois University today?
The state of Western Illinois University today is all about stabilizing and adapting to the changes that are affecting higher education across the entire United States. And so with us, that comes with ensuring fiscal stability during changing times. It also comes with looking at our portfolio of academic programs and ensuring that we're responsive to student need, and then also to expanding into new markets. And so thinking, continuing to think about serving traditional students on our Macomb campus, and then also thinking about how do we utilize the Quad Cities campus and the Macomb campus to attract adult learners, opportunities for workforce development through credentials, and some other opportunities that we're going to delve into to cast a wider net and attract more students to WIU.
A $20 million deficit is what you have to deal with immediately. Mm-hmm. The question would be, how did you get into this position now? I mean, how did it get so bad so quickly?
Sure. The biggest answer to that nationwide, not just with Western Illinois University, is a decline in population. And so there are fewer students and more universities who are competing for that same population of students. And of course, if you have a decline in students, you have a decline in tuition revenue. So the bottom line is that
it's
changed.
But that could be projected out though. I mean,
sure.
In other words, you should have seen the train coming.
Well, you could say that. I think a lot of universities put strategies forth to try to increase student populations of the same populations they've been going after for years. And what you would see is larger institutions, again, a nationwide issue, not just Illinois, the larger institutions changing some of their standards and accepting more students. And so some of the students who would go to an institution like Western, a regional comprehensive university, would tend to navigate maybe more toward the flagship institution of that state.
We were talking before the camera started rolling, so to speak. You think this is the bad year
Yeah.
This isn't a sign of future bad years.
Right.
Tell me what it means to get over the hump of this year.
It means making sure that our resources, that we're still attracting students to the university, we're accessible to students, and so stabilizing our enrollment. We have done that. We have a higher than projected enrollment this fall semester. So we're excited about that. We're addressing retention. But also, if you have an institution that's changing its size and its student population, then the institution itself needs to change as well. There are a few ways that you do that. First is through operational efficiencies. And so looking at things like your footprint across campus, and this is both Macomb and Quad Cities and universities everywhere looking at their footprint. You know, how many buildings do we need? How many classrooms do we keep online? And how much do we, in a nutshell, how much do we want to keep paying utilities and deferred maintenance for, and making those decisions?
Because you're talking bricks and mortar. And,
right.
And are we still looking back at the impact of COVID because of this?
I think so. Student choice changed after COVID, as well as, I think, a nationwide narrative about the perception of the value of higher education. And so students are maybe not making the same decisions that they used to make. So certainly that's part of it. And so when we're looking at ensuring that the institution is serving the population that we have, those are some of the changes that we need to do to adapt and evolve and become more financially efficient so that we can continue to operate and serve the needs of our region.
These cuts are deep. And I know they're felt deeply by you as well, because, I mean, there's people that you know, there's
right.
friends that you have. There are jobs that have been cut that really impact so many aspects of not only Macomb, but the Quad City mm-hmm. campus. The critics say too deep and too quickly. How do you answer that?
I think that you mentioned earlier, this has been happening over time. I think that if you have more time to make these adjustments, you do them incrementally, and you look at them a little bit of a different way. But when any institution runs in a deficit for a period of time, if you think about your household finances, if you would do that, eventually you'd run out of resources. And so we wanted to ensure that was not happening with Western Illinois University. And so we had metrics that we utilized in order to make decisions based on program efficiencies and some other factors. And so the cuts could have been deeper. We actually wanted to minimize the impact and not create a situation where we cut too deep to the point where you start to lose revenue, right? So the decisions were thoughtful and meticulous, and we wanted to ensure minimal impact on students and the programs that they're seeking out at Western Illinois University.
It was about 4 years ago that there was a lot of dust that was kicked up when we had some local lawmakers suggest that the Quad City campus was a mistake. It mm-hmm. wasn't needed. It hasn't paid off for Western. Was the Quad Cities a mistake? And I know that you're going to say no because of the investment by Deere and the impact that it has on the manufacturing sector, but that could have been done in a different way.
Sure, sure. Now, what I'll answer to that, first of all, I've been a part of the Quad Cities campus for next week, almost 28 years. And so looking back over that span of time, the campus has really evolved and adapted. We were in a different location. We had
sure.
a different portfolio of offerings. And it's time for the Quad Cities campus to look at how it can evolve as well. And so we have a number of initiatives in store for the Quad Cities campus. First of all is making sure that the campus aligns with student interests as well as community and regional need as far as workforce development, addressing shortages such as teacher shortage, addressing the opportunities to contribute to the manufacturing industry, and also exploring healthcare options. And so it's really time for a refresh. And that comes naturally in higher education. We don't offer the same programs on a university campus that we did even 25 years ago or 50 years ago. It all comes down to that need to evolve and transform the university so it's meeting the needs that are current to our students and our communities.
Does it make the Quad City campus just merely a tech school, though?
No, not at all. Not at all. There are many opportunities for the Quad Cities campus. First of all, the university is committed to offering high-need degree programs on the Quad Cities campus. And so our education program on the Quad Cities campus is one of those programs that has been a staple of this university and the Quad Cities community actually for over 100 years, regardless of where the campus was located. Mental health, I mentioned manufacturing. These are high-need programs that really require specialized education, certifications, and certain requirements through the curriculum that ensure that a student is gaining a well-rounded academic experience that will prepare them for life after college.
And I do want to get back to the bricks and mortar. You were talking about how long can you continue paying for some of the utility costs and such.
Mm-hmm, sure.
And I know that some facilities you have downsized or have shut down, in fact, during this period of time. Do you see that as short term, or are you looking for the possibility that that is the new reality?
When I look across the university, there are two scenarios. So there are short term solutions where we're looking at just making a few adjustments for this year while we stabilize our finances. And then there are longer term adjustments too. And those are probably more typical to our Macomb campus, where we have some mounting deferred maintenance that we need to address, some buildings with some older equipment and those sorts of things. And so really looking at the master planning of the physical space of both campuses is important. And then also I would say, as we look at those spaces, on the Macomb campus, we have an eye toward improving the spaces incrementally through internal support as well as through external support. We have many individuals, alumni, who are interested in making sure that students today have access to the great spaces that they did. And then also looking at the opportunities, how can the university be a center for collaboration with the community, statewide, and also with our educational partners?
But I wonder, I mean, are we blowing the dust off of binders of studies that have been done in the past? I mean, are we reinventing the wheel right now, or are we just trying to adapt things to the current condition?
I think when you adapt to the current condition, it, in my experience, it gives you an opportunity to look at your surroundings, your programming, your resources through a different lens. And I see the opportunity through this year of stabilization to really look at the university and say, how do we reinvent? How do we innovate? And we have some outstanding faculty, outstanding leaders of our university, and actually the contributions of our students, what they're asking for, what they communicate to us that they would like to see at Western Illinois University, all fall into that overall planning for the future.
When you talk about stabilizing, it really does sound like you're trying to find the foundation, you're trying to find the bedrock, and almost, I don't want to say start over, but build off of that again. I mean, is that what you see this year as being? Is that it's the pivotal, this will be the low point, we understand that, but then we'll be able to move on?
Yeah, I want to be clear that there are opportunities to stabilize and build that foundation. And there are also opportunities to really elevate what Western Illinois University is doing well. Serving students and being student-centered on both our Macomb and Quad Cities campus is at the core. Students receive very personalized attention, mentoring, engaging opportunities and experiences on campus, so I want to elevate that. We have a commitment to closing equity gaps with our students and ensuring that any student who comes to Western Illinois University is positioned for success and has access to the resources they need, not just to succeed, but to thrive as well. And then also we continue to really advance the opportunities through some of our key programs. And I'll miss some, but I want to highlight Western Illinois University, I mentioned earlier, long history of teacher education, really solid academic programs in that sphere. Agriculture on our Macomb campus is a high need area. very engaged students in that program and contributing to the industry once they graduate. And I'll also mention our criminal justice program, which is nationally renowned as one of the best programs in the entire country.
And those are really the linchpins of Western. I mean, when people from the area think of Western, those really are the three biggies. So
that's right. That's right. They are three biggies, and we have so many more that contribute to the students' experience through the curriculum that they navigate in their major, in their minor, through their general education, so that they truly have a well-rounded experience. And so I really wanted to highlight there are so many great things, great programs, successful, hugely successful alumni who come out of Western Illinois University. And so the parts of the university that we're stabilizing, that's an opportunity to add to that portfolio of offerings, those initiatives that we want to build upon, while also adapting and responding to how we need to change as a university.
You described that you wanted to streamline. That was the term that you used, the Western Illinois University Quad City campus. And you point to the Quad City Strategic Initiative Plan, mm-hmm. Which I got a chance to read through
real
quickly.
Great.
It's dense.
Yes.
But it's meant to be. And some of the areas that were really highlighted for the Quad City Strategic Initiatives was small business development, mm-hmm. as well as early childhood programs. Mm-hmm. Those two areas seem to be still key.
They are. Yeah, our Small Business Development Center is a key piece of the Quad Cities campus and the outreach that they do with our community. And then the early learning is one of our outstanding education programs. And we're so excited here shortly to be able to open our new early learning center, which is in the Floresiente neighborhood of the city of Moline. And that's going to be a great space, meeting a high-need community area, providing hands-on experiences for our students, and really creating an educational experience at Western Illinois University for some of our youngest citizens.
Well, and we were talking about, lack of a better term, some niche programming, and I don't want to say that early childhood is a niche, but it is an illustration of an incredibly huge community need, let's be honest, nationwide.
Right,
need,
right.
And the ability to try to serve that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's at the core of our mission is to ensure that our communities are educated and they have opportunities, for our students to have practical hands-on experiences, but then also to be part of the neighborhood and truly provide a service that our community is looking for.
You know, the thing that we've noticed so much in higher education, especially in the Quad Cities with Augustana and St. Ambrose and Western, are the partnerships that are being mm-hmm. developed. Western's also doing a lot of partnerships when it comes to manufacturing. And I wanted to bring you back to last month with the Quad Cities Manufacturing Institute, where you're kind of teaming with Iowa State and the University of Illinois, two powerhouses in that area. Mm-hmm. It's really a blossoming something that was already in Western's portfolio, but is becoming a much bigger thing. So tell me a little bit about the Quad Cities Manufacturing Institute.
We're so excited about this partnership because it really brings the best of all three institutions to the Quad City Manufacturing Institute. Western has had a presence with the formerly Quad Cities Manufacturing Lab, where there was research and development happening, and just recognize with our community partners the opportunity to deepen what we do as far as research with having Research One institutions like University of Illinois, Iowa State University coming on board, and then Western being part of that as part of the workforce development contribution to that particular initiative. So it's all part of the idea of the Quad Cities campus being a space for innovation, a space where partners across the state, institutional partners, can come on site, engage in research, collaborate with each other, and develop those solutions that are necessary in our industry, in this case with the Rock Island Arsenal, to ensure our soldiers' safety. So
that's what I wanted to underline also is that because we talk a lot about Deer & Company being so dominant mm-hmm. in the Quad City area, but this is an interesting partnership with the Arsenal and Rock Island. Is that critically important, is that you find these type of partnerships that can help sustain not only the private sector, but also, and public sector too, I guess, mm-hmm. but the educational sector as well?
Yeah, I think higher education across the country is realizing the importance of those type of partnerships. And rather than focusing solely on competing with each other, whether it's across universities and colleges or whether it's, competing as far as pathways students take to careers, partnership is really at the core of what will make us successful. Partnership results in innovation. Partnerships ensure that each institution plays a vital part in the community. And the students who come to us are going to see that and say, I want to be part of that. And then ultimately the outcome, universities typically have a mission to not only create a great experience for students, but also to serve a community good, a social good, an economic good. And that is the focus of Western Illinois University.
When it comes to enrollment, and that's so critically important for institutes of higher learning, you're always looking at the high school kids moving up. Mm-hmm. But Western, particularly the Quad City campus, has always depended a lot on the non-traditional student, whether it
that's
be the,
right.
the veteran or the older person as well. But that pool doesn't necessarily grow, does it?
They change and adapt
and
what they're looking for. And so that adult population, when I first started my career in higher education, adult learners were very interested in night and weekend classes. They would work full time during the week and then take those classes on sort of an alternative schedule. That has changed with our adult learners. They want to spend time with their families on nights and weekends now. And so they're looking more toward online opportunities or opportunities that are enmeshed in their employment experience. And so I mentioned earlier credentials as an example of that. So there are ways that universities will need to adapt to continue to appeal to the adult population. And you're absolutely right, populations ebb and flow. We're in a low point of our traditional student population right now as far as just population decline. There are fewer college-age students now than there were when I was in college in the mid-90s. And so you'll expect those trends to extrapolate into the future, and it's important for universities to be agile, to understand what markets that education is highly needed and where you'll be able to attract students.
What do you finally say to those who have a little trepidation about Western, whether let's just say the short-term future, but particularly this school year?
Yeah, I think come talk to us. We really want to tell the Western Illinois University story. The trepidation is uncertainty. I think that's where that comes from. And so it's important for any organization. I'm a sports fan and in fact, a Colts fan. So I remember the years leading up to Peyton Manning. And so you will have those years when, a sports analogy where you're rebuilding a little bit while also emphasizing the talent that you have on your team at the university and just the commitment that you have to students. Western Illinois University continues to provide a high quality university experience that's also affordable and also centered on academic excellence.
Our thanks to Western Illinois University Interim President, Dr. Christy Mindrup. Jenny Lynn Stacy says she provides an eclectic and comforting array of melodies strung together with love. Here's some of that love right now. Jenny Lynn Stacy with Nothing to Lose.
Where are you going? can't eat, and right now I don't sleep. Well, I guess I'll just let things be. Close my eyes and just let them be. And I cry so hard just so I can drown my
Jenny Lynn Stacy with Nothing to Lose performed at the Black Box Theater in downtown Moline. On the air, on the radio, on the web, on your mobile device, and streaming on your computer, thanks for taking some time to join us as we talk about the issues on the cities.
At IHM VCU, we've always been here for you. You are and always will be our top priority. We care about your financial health, and we are here. IHM VCU is a proud supporter of WQPT.
The future, that's where our minds are at Western Illinois University Quad Cities. We are innovators, searching for something new outside of the textbooks. Dog-loving, leadership-driven, world-changing. Whether you choose to study on campus or online, your future is designed on your terms. Start your future at wiu.edu/QC.
Public Affairs programming on WQPT is brought to you by the Singh Group at Merrill, serving the wealth management needs of clients in the region for over 35 years.